Yeah, what's up with it? Do it cause I love it and I stuck with it. We ain't with the subbing in the cut with it. Please, none of the talks, I heard enough of it. Like, what you gonna do? Where you at? Who you with? You ain't really about this, don't talk about it. Really on the move, on the map, never slip. Keep your hands to your lips, don't talk about it. Real eyes, real eyes, real eyes. All the time, stand on it. If we said it, we don't walk around it. Loose lips, ink shifts, red cup, blue strips. New phone, who this? No, we don't allow it. Really on go, I don't know what's an off day. Now we on road, came from smoking in the hallway. Now we got shows, boys feeling like Broadway. Always look both ways, even on a crossway. Driving down Cross Bay, our town Barclays. Really on big team, came up a small way. Championship rings, baby, that's a ball game. Oh, she want a little bag, baby, that's small change. Yeah, that money talk. If we ain't cool, then cut me off. No breaking news, don't run your mouth. Thought it was the plug, now he running off. Thought it was a plug, now he running off. What you gonna do? Where you at? Who you with? You ain't really about this, don't talk about it. Really on the move, on the map, never slip. Keep your hands to your lips, don't talk about it. Real eyes, real eyes, real eyes.
What's popping, everyone? Welcome into the Dan Lively Show. Thank you for clicking that play button. And of course, hit that like and subscribe button as well as while you're at it. And today we have a very special guest. As always, all guests are special. And we have the host and creator of the Riding High podcast. Let's try that again. The host and creator of the Riding High podcast, DJ Little King. That's what I love about live episodes. You get the bloopers too. It's great. But yeah, host and creator of the Riding High podcast, DJ Little King, is coming on to chop it up for a little bit. And without further ado, let's bring him on. Let's do this.
What's good? What's good? The Dan Lively Show, man. We here, man.
That's right. We're here.
For sure. Nice. For sure.
Like I said backstage, thank you again for coming on. I know you're a busy man. And the Riding High podcast. Go ahead and tell these people, introduce yourself to the audience out there real quick.
Well, my name is DJ Lil King. I've been DJing in South Texas for going on, this is probably like my 23rd year of actually being a DJ. I specialize in doing like slowed and chopped mixes. I'm influenced heavily by like the DJ Screws, the OG Ron C's, and all the Southern slowed and chopped DJs that came after DJ Screw, definitely influenced by them. I actually came up with the idea to start the podcast in 2019. I had the logo made and everything, but I didn't have the proper equipment to start it. So I wanted to wait to do everything perfect. Like I'm the type of person, I'd rather wait and do everything perfect than try to rush through stuff.
Right. Yeah. That's kind of like the toughest thing that we have as starting out as a podcaster is that we don't have the equipment and really don't know what equipment to buy. And so you kind of just have to go with the flow and kind of just figure it out as you go, really.
Hell yeah. And then after I ended up buying like all the equipment that I thought I needed, I basically had most of the equipment that I needed. Like I got better microphones and stuff, but if I really wanted to, I basically could have started it back then, but I wanted everything to be professional mm-hmm. quality, professionally done. I'm the type of person, I don't like to give people a reason to critique. And if they do critique, it's almost like you're just basically hating shit. Yeah,
exactly. I remember when I was first starting, it was like someone asked me, "What are you waiting for to start your podcast?" And I was like, "I'm waiting for a backdrop to come from Amazon." He's like, "You know, a podcast is audio too, right?" And like, you can still do episodes, just not do video. And I was like, "Yeah, you're right." So yeah, but that perfection,
straight audio or what?
No, we're live on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter right now.
No, I said whenever you first started off doing the podcast, you started off with straight audio.
It was when I first started out, it was me and a buddy, and I had two podcasts before I actually started taking it seriously. And so I had like two learning podcasts I can learn from, and those ones were straight audio, yeah.
Already, for yep. sure.
Yep, they're straight off of Anchor.
Already.
But yeah, what made you decide to do a podcast?
Well, I was influenced by like the Vlads, I'm gonna give credit to the homie Donnie Houston out of Houston. He was really one of my big influences. And then seeing like the Be Real when they were in the smoke. I don't know exactly what it's called. Whenever Be Real and them be in the car, they all smoked out and all that. When I'm not sure what that one called, but just different podcasts from just watching on YouTube. And I originally started it as it was going to be a podcast to interview legends from my city, and not just my city, just legends in general. I started it off like it was going to be like I was going to go try to get like the Smoke Beats, while she's like a legend in my city, like old radio personalities, like people that were like legends in the Corpus, South Texas, like not even just music scene, just in the South Texas scene in general. I was trying to get them to start, but starting off, it started off kind of slow. I couldn't really get the guests to come on. They would make appointments, and then like a couple of days before, sometimes even hours before, they would tell me they wouldn't be able to make it and stuff like that. So that's whenever I was like, there's too big of a gap between whenever we're filming. So then I figured I was just sitting here one night, late night, watching all the fucking news shit on YouTube. They'd be showing like all the news shit that's going on and shit. So I'm sitting here watching, and I'm thinking, and there was some local news that was going on at the time. So I'm sitting here thinking, man, why don't I just put together a group of people, and basically we do like a news segment every Monday. So that's where the Riding High News started. Basically, it was me. I gathered up six different homies, and it was going to be a rotation of four different hosts every Monday. And we're going to basically go over popular news topics, rather they were local or rather they were nationwide. So our very first one that we did was the Riding High News episode one. We started off where there was like a big fight. Here we have like a chain of convenience stores called Stripes. And inside of the Stripes convenience stores, most of them have what they call like the Laredo Taco Company, which is a place that makes tacos inside of the Stripes convenience stores, where there was a fight where presumed to be CNA showed up to the Stripes to fight one of the Laredo Taco Company workers, and it was all caught on video. It basically went viral. So that was like that's kind of what kicked it off. Like basically that jumped and that kind of kicked it off. And then after that, I had some more topics. So that first show, we kind of went over like six or seven different topics. We started off with local all the way to national, and basically we just been consistent. Started off with episode one, and now we're already on episode 19. And then started the Let's Chop It Up. Let me explain the Let's Chop It Up, because a lot of people don't understand the concept of Let's Chop It Up.
Yeah, go ahead.
We were doing the news thing on Mondays, but the news thing was basically like just topics that we had to like go over. Like I would gather all the topics from the week before, and then on Monday we talk about all the topics. Well, the Let's Chop It Up, I started the Let's Chop It Up basically as like a free-for-all, like to where whoever wants to come in here and just talk about random shit, that we could just sit here and just chop it up about random shit. It wouldn't necessarily be like no topics. Like the very first Let's Chop It Up episode I did, I had some youngsters in here. Shout out to the homies from Gutter Gang Music here in Corpus locally. They felt like they were being blackballed by the local music scene. So they basically came in on Let's Chop It Up episode one and just got a whole bunch of shit off their chest, how they felt about being blackballed amongst the local music scene. So that kind of kicked off the Let's Chop It Up. I think the second episode that we had did of Let's Chop It Up, it was some of the hosts that I had from the Riding High News. And we basically talked about like old Corpus culture, like the Box TV channel. We just talk about random stuff. And basically we just sit there and throw out a random topic, and we just sit there and chop it up for that topic, maybe 10, maybe even 30 minutes. Like I say, the Box TV channel and stuff like that. We were talking about like, on one of the second, we were talking about like Optimos and how Backwoods are now like the trend. Everybody was smoking Swishers back then. Now everybody's on like Backwoods and shit like that. We just Let's Chop It Up is basically just a free for all where anybody could come on and we could just basically talk about anything.
Yeah, that's what really drew me to your podcast. It was like, it was pretty much just like four or five guys in a basement chilling, smoking weed.
Yeah.
And talking, just like conversating about bullshit. And it's pretty much what drew me to it. And I was like, this is awesome, you know, because I remember like when I first started, I remember doing a topic. I started doing like the news articles too. And I had an article about two people that were doing, they're shooting pornos in public places, like on the Ferris wheels and stuff. And they were getting arrested like everywhere. And I just remembered like pulling out funny articles like that and making them funny and like trying to like pass the time on the podcast. And you guys do that. You guys do that. Like awesome. It's awesome that you have like four or five people there.
Yeah, and it's like a whole team behind the scenes too. It's us on camera, and then shout out to the homie Freak Man. He's literally like the one that is behind the scenes, making sure everything runs good, pulling up all the videos, and just making getting the pictures taken to where we could post after we get done shooting, like where we make albums. Now we're starting to post pictures and albums of, so you can see kind of like how the show went, not in a picture form type shit. You know what I'm saying? So there's a whole team behind the scenes that have people that we got, people that make the reels and the short videos and do all that. So let me just shout out the team right quick, man. Shout out to the homie Droopy M. Shout out to the homie Alex. Shout out Freak Man. Shout out Scoob Doze. Shout out Daddy Cree of Way God Supreme. Shout out Big Bell the Kid. Shout out Cinco Hendrix and whoever else I forgot, man. Appreciate y'all, man. Y'all definitely are part of the machine that keeps the Riding High podcast rolling, man.
Yeah, my audience is no stranger to Droopy M. He's been on the show a handful of times. It's always special when he rolls through. It's fun. We always have good times.
For sure.
But do you guys like have like a history in like broadcasting or multimedia, or are you guys just like a group of friends that decided we're just going to get together and do this?
Well, I have a small history in live streaming. Basically, back in 2017, I used to be on a show. Me and Freak Man, we actually had a show. Freak Man now, he's basically like behind the scenes. But back then, me and Freak Man, we had a show where we were both basically on camera, and we would interview local personalities, local musicians, local people who had food, local host, just everything. And that show was called The Cave. We started The Cave in January 2017, and we went for about a year. And then after that, we basically the Cave was at Freak's garage. Freak Man had a garage, and he basically turned it into like a man cave, which was called The Cave, and that's where we would stream from. Well, basically after Freak had moved out of that spot and moved into a new spot, there wasn't a spot for The Cave, so we kind of just put The Cave on hiatus. But we just basically never came back with The Cave. And then in 2019, I had a homie. His name is SUC Holden. Shout out to my homie Adrian. He was an admin on a channel called Screwed Up Click Memes. And they would make memes about like screwed up click and screwed up culture. They would like make memes and stuff on that page. So one day I hit that page at the time had like, I want to say like 100,000 followers. Me and Adrian are like real cool, real close. He would come over, we smoke and chill all the time. I'd be on my turntables just fucking around all the time. So one day I had an idea. I was like, hey, why don't we go live on the Screwed Up Click Memes page, and I do like a live mix on there to try to, you know what I'm saying, like maybe grow that page and also help me get some fans on my own, you know what I'm saying? Like we posted a live mix by DJ Lil King. So we were doing the streams on the Screwed Up Click Memes page for about maybe about 3-4 months. But the thing was with the page, with the Screwed Up Click Memes, he was an admin, but he wasn't the owner of the page. So he couldn't add me as an admin. And I want to say the owner of the page was on a hiatus. He hadn't even talked to the original owner of the page in like maybe like 2 years. So he just assumed that the dude was locked up or something. So basically every time we would go live, he would have to log in. I would have to give him my phone, log out of my Facebook, log him into Facebook on my phone just so he could pull up that page so we could go live. So eventually I was like, hey man, we're doing this, and basically we're growing someone else's page by doing our live mixes. Because at that point he wasn't an owner of the page, he was just an admin of the page. So we decided on June 27, 2019, which is like a big day for like Screwed Up Culture, June 27th, we started a page called Screwed Up Community. And that page was based on for us to do our lots, for me to do the live mixes. Cause whenever we do the live mixes, I do the mixing and the scratching and the DJing, and basically SUC Holden Adrian, he sits there with the microphone and he's giving all the shout outs to all the people that are tuning in and different stuff like that. So whenever we started the page, the Screwed Up Community page in June of 2019, we started that page off from scratch with zero followers. Excuse me. And we just kept on doing like live mixes, and I would post like Screwed Up history, like, oh, ESG album dropped on such and such date in 1995. And then I would post a little, because I'm real knowledgeable about the Houston music culture. So I was posting like Screwed Up facts and old Screwed Up pictures, and then doing the live mixes on that page. So from June 2019 up until now, we've grown that page to 52,000 followers.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so that was like my first experiences basically live streaming with the Cave. Where the Cave, I was DJing on the Cave too, but I was also interviewing while I was DJing. So I may be standing here on the turntables, but then there's somebody sitting down on the couch, so I'm actually DJing, but then asking questions and everything too. So I was kind of like double working with the Cave, which basically whenever I was doing the Screwed Up Community thing, all I would have to do was just mix.
Okay.
And I would have my own microphone too, to where I could give my own shout outs and everything, but it was based upon me being the DJ and Adrian being the actual, like, the host or the MC of the Screwed Up Community. We still do the Screwed Up Community Lives. We haven't been consistent with them as we used to be, but we still do the Screwed Up Community Lives every now and then.
Right. Now, what would be your biggest advice for people out there trying to gain followers? Your biggest advice. I know you're kind of new to the game, but you've kind of gained a following here fairly quickly.
Man, the being consistent, that's the one thing I could probably say, is just being consistent, because I'm still trying to grow all of my pages. We're still trying to grow the Screwed Up Community page, even though we have 52,000 followers. Shit, the next goal is to hit goddamn 100,000 followers. Mm-hmm. And even though my the Riding Hot Podcast page, I want to say we're barely at 360, 350 followers. So my goal is to get this page to 500 and then to that one from 1,000. And I'm the type, I like to do stuff organically. Like, even with the Screwed Up Community page where we reached the 52,000 followers, like, we've never paid for a sponsored ad. We've never basically, like, we done giveaways and stuff like that. But the giveaways that we did weren't giveaways to, as far as, like, tag three friends and share this, and you know what I'm saying? They were basically like, we would be live doing a live mix and we would say, hey, drop a screwed up emoji and we're gonna pick the 10th person or the 20th person who drops a screwed up emoji and give them a free DJ Screw CD. Like, we would just do different shit like that. So that we would grow the page, I think, like, a lot with giveaways. But like I say, everything that I've always been a fan of doing stuff organically. Like, I know some stuff you would probably have to pay for and drop sponsorships on, but at this point, I haven't dropped a dollar out on a sponsorship for the Rotten Hot Podcast, because at this point, I want to see how far we can go organically before I actually do decide to drop a dollar on some advertisement or some sponsoring type shit.
Right. That's pretty much how I am. It's you have to get that organic audience. Like, I have almost 1,000 likes, but I also only have like 1,300 followers, but I only have 1,300 followers, but 1,000 of those followers are actually watching and listening and sharing and telling everybody. So thank you for everyone out there for doing that. But that's how it works, is that you got to get your organic audience first and then you start advertising. Let your organic advertise first.
We already love it. The people that love it, if they love it, they're gonna be anxious to share that shit. Because when I see some shit that I fall in love with on Facebook or social media or something, I'm anxious to share it because I want other people to see what I like.
Yeah, exactly. Just share it out. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Yeah. That's how I used to get into those with my old shows. I got into those follow for follows and like for likes on the podcast groups, and it was just a bunch of people spamming your stuff. But people don't know, when you do that and you get a whole bunch of like subscribers all at once, is that if they don't watch your show after a certain amount of time, they automatically unsubscribe. So for all that work that you did watching other videos and subscribing to other podcasts just to get a click, it all goes away like in 30 days.
So, hell yeah.
A little advice out there, guys. If you're starting your podcast, don't do that.
Hell yeah. So yeah, basically just being consistent. That's why we're doing every Monday. Basically, we haven't missed a Monday. And even when we did miss a Monday, we were right back at it on Thursday. It was just postponed to Thursday. Like, we haven't skipped a week, basically, I would say. And it wasn't even planned like that, but basically this podcast, the first episode that we did, it started off in the beginning of the year, January 2023. So basically it's just been growing from there.
Yeah. And one of your episodes I was watching, you guys were talking about the death of Tupac.
Yeah.
And I was like very intrigued with that conversation. It's like, because I've been seeing TikTok videos of someone claiming to be Tupac, saying that he sounds like Tupac, he laughs like Tupac, he talks like Tupac, he even sings and raps like Tupac, but he lives in like Cuba.
Yeah, yeah, that's why I wanted to touch on that theory too, because I know it's a whole bunch of theories about that shit too. Like, I don't know, I come to the conclusion by watching different podcasts, and especially after Vlad dropped that series where he had like Keefy D and then Mob James, and they were basically, Keefy D basically admits to being in the car whenever his nephew shoots Tupac and Suge in Vegas. So I don't know. I just, I'm the type, I put all the pieces there. I like to do my own research and come to the conclusion of my own type shit.
Right. So you don't think Tupac's alive?
Nah, definitely not.
Definitely not. You don't think he's hiding out in Cuba?
Nah, I don't believe that shit.
I'm just saying if he survived the last shooting that supposedly killed him, if he did survive, like if I was in his shoes, I'm saying, yeah, get me the fuck out of here. We're going somewhere. I ain't living here no more. This is the second damn time I got shot up. There will not be a third, you know, but I can see how people will see how he could still be alive.
Yeah. Hell yeah. And then back then it wasn't like, nowadays they getting killed and it's right there on plain view. You know what I'm saying? Like whenever Xtentacion got killed in Florida, there's a whole video of the dudes running up on him, shooting him and everything. You know what I'm saying? And the video of him right there bleeding out in the car and everything. Like even with the the Young Dolph situation? Yeah, with the Young Dolph situation. Like nowadays there's so many phones and cameras and everything to where people, basically, we seeing shit that we didn't see back then. So if back then somebody would have maybe had a video camera right there, whenever Tupac got killed, and that footage was aired today, I think people would probably feel different. Because I don't ever hear nobody is Young Dolph still alive? Like you don't hear nobody questioning the deaths of the artists that die nowadays.
Oh, Juice WRLD.
Juice WRLD.
He's questioned to still be alive somewhere.
Oh, that's the one that's still questioned.
That's the next big one right there. That he's the next one to fake his death and go somewhere else. Like I'm just saying, like if you listen to his music, it just kind of hint at him, you know, with him saying I'm going home and stuff, and like pointing at the sky, and I'm talking about, you know, I don't know, dying and leaving this world and stuff like that. You know, and his music is pretty much all points towards suicide, but it wasn't really suicide that did it, but who knows? Who knows? I don't think he's alive either, but I'm just saying he's the next big one that he survived his overdose and then took off somewhere.
Hell yeah. I don't think he was surviving that shit on the real. Right. Especially the way that the details came out, the way that basically what they were basically about to search the plane and raid the plane, and he decided to just take all the shit. Like, yeah, you taking all them drugs like that, I think you're probably gonna be out of there shit.
Yeah, I mean, there was like a whole, like almost a full bottle of like codeine on the plane, and like I think it was like 400 pounds of weed and some guns and stuff. And I was like, damn.
He had some pills and shit too, didn't he? He had some pills and all that shit. Hell yeah.
I was like, what the hell? I was like, why are you moving like that? You're rich.
Hell yeah.
You can get that anywhere. AB Da Vinci tapping in. Thank you, sir.
Shout out AB, man. TMP in the building.
TMP doing big things. Got to get those guys back on the show. They're
for sure.
Sure. But yeah, that's crazy. I'm just saying, if you're rich like that, you don't need to have 400 pounds of weed, a bunch of pills, and multiple bottles of codeine.
Well, I'm looking at that situation. Like, why not have a fall guy? Why not have, and it sounds fucked up, but if you got
pay someone,
hey, tell your dude, hey, tell your boy, hey, man, take this charge. I'm gonna pay for all your legal fees, and then after that's done, shit, I'm gonna chunk you a bag, shit. You know what I'm saying, shit.
Exactly. Yeah. If you're that rich, you're not. There was some stuff saying that he was mixed up with like some gangsters in Chicago, with like a local gang in Chicago too, and there that's why he was moving that weight, is because for them, somewhat, I guess. I don't know. I guess a private jet doesn't get searched, which it does.
So. Yeah, that's crazy. I don't really. I've always like wondered like how those situations work with like those private jets and shit. Is like if it's your private jet, is it not gonna get searched? But if you're renting a private jet, does it get like? That's always been a thin line that I really didn't really know too much about.
You think it does because the private jet still belongs to that company.
Yeah, but if it's your private jet and you.
Yeah, like if you actually own the jet, I don't think he did. I think he was renting it or something.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He was renting it. And I'm pretty sure whenever that dude, they were renting that shit from, that dude wasn't finna take that fall for them. Shit. Right.
Yeah, he's like, I ain't putting that shit on my card.
Hell yeah.
You know how expensive that's going to be? Would you get the insurance on the plane?
Hell yeah.
But yeah. When does your podcast air? You said Mondays and Thursdays?
We air every Monday. We do the Riding High News every Monday night at 9 o'clock. Between 9 and 9:30 is when we usually start. Man, we'd be on Black Folks Time. I ain't even going to lie. We try to start like around 9, but we usually start like around 9:15, 9:30. So that's every Monday. We do the Riding High News every Monday. The Let's Chop It Up episodes, they could literally just drop at any random time because literally we could just be here chilling, smoking with some homies and turn the cameras on and 10 minutes later we're filming and we're on Let's Chop It Up with just some random episodes. A lot of the Let's Chop It Up episodes, like I say we've done, I think 10 Let's Chop It Up episodes and I think maybe only like 4 of them were actually planned. The other uh-huh. 5 or 6 were just, hey, y'all want to film? Fuck it. Why not? Let's go. And then we just start talking about random shit.
It's like, fuck it. We here. Fuck
hell
it.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Let's get it.
And I do the one-on-one interviews too. Like I said, my original plan was to start off with the one-on-one interviews. And I did. I originally started with the one-on-one interview. Shout out Daddy Cree of Wave God Supreme. He was my first one-on-one interview. So I still got that one's up on the Riding High podcast page on YouTube. And my second one-on-one interview was with DJ Fame. And then I just knocked out 2 one-on-one interviews this past week. I did one with my homie Alex Skates. He puts on for the skating community real big here in Corpus, Skateboarding Universal. Shout out to my homie Alex Skates. And we backdoted it, and then we did the Droopy MTMP interview right after that one. So those will be dropping. Part 1 of Alex's interview just dropped today, and I'll probably drop them in parts, and then I'll drop the fools probably sometime next week. So I'm doing, as of right now, we're doing the one-on-ones, but the one-on-ones, they drop in parts. And then, like I say, they drop the full. I usually drop them in parts for about a week, and then I'll drop the full interview after that. And the Riding High News is every Monday, and the Let's Chop It Up is basically just whenever we feel like filming shit.
Right. Do you guys go live ever?
What do you mean?
Like go live on Facebook or anything, or
all of them are streamed live. The only thing that isn't streamed live is whenever I do the one-on-one interviews, we don't stream those live. Whenever I do the one-on-ones, I go back and then edit those and make them all good and then upload those to YouTube. And the one-on-one interviews, they're just basically on YouTube. But the stream, the news and the Let's Chop It Ups, those are all on Facebook and YouTube and Twitch.
Yeah. Those are dope.
Figure out that Twitch shit. I haven't figured that out too well yet.
Yeah, Twitch is twitchy. Not to be.
Yeah, hell yeah.
But it's really weird. Twitch
though, for sure. But it's just kind of hard to figure out shit.
I think as long as you're in video games, Twitch is for you. But if you're like a podcast on Twitch, everyone's like, oh look, a podcast. Then they go to a video game. But I don't know. I do have some, like, I don't air live on Twitch anymore. I do upload over there. So I do have some followers over there, not a lot. But it's just hard as a podcaster over there. You got to be into video games. That's what it's about.
Already, yeah. You just put me on some game because that's somebody knows shit.
Right. You got to either.
Go ahead.
You got to either be a 2K player or Call of Duty.
Yeah, that's why I always don't play like shooting games and shit like that. I don't even be seeing nobody playing no GTA or nothing. They just on Call of Duty and shit like that shit.
Well, no one's playing GTA because the game's been out for 7 damn years. Well, almost longer than that. What, like 12? 12, well, almost 12 years?
Like, yeah, what was it? When did it come out? Let me see. 2013?
Yeah.
So yeah, hell yeah, 12 years. No way.
The same damn game, just a bunch of updates all the damn time.
Just a bunch of updates all the goddamn time. Hell yeah.
Takes you a half hour just to log into the.
But I've been seeing some version. I guess it's like a PC version. I want to get into it, man. But I don't know if my PC's fast enough. But they got a PC version. I'll be seeing where they got like the real the real restaurants and the real cars, and they it's damn near like a community. I forgot what it's called, but they talk into each other. They like really playing the game and shit. Everybody got like headsets and they're interacting like they're real people and shit. It's like some modified version of GTA that I saw online and shit. I want to get into it.
Oh no shit. So it's like a real life version of GTA.
Yeah, it's like a modified version for PC, to where basically instead of like having like the Cluckies chicken, they got like a fucking Popeyes. You know what I'm saying? Like they switched out all the like generic shit that the video that Rockstar uses, and they put like real shit. So instead of like having like the fake Mercedes cars, they like got the real Mercedes cars. They got like Cadillacs with like the Cadillac logos. You know what I'm saying? It's not like the GTA version. It's like the real version, but it's still the video game. Right. GTA is just heavily modded.
If GTA didn't have to get real enough, that's all I'm saying.
Hell yeah.
But yeah, that's crazy. Advertising up to wazoo right there.
Hell yeah.
Holy shit. It's like, this game's going to be insane, so we're going to need a bunch of advertising. So we're just going to put everybody in the game.
Yeah, yeah.
Everyone.
And then with the Screwed Up community, man, like I say, we stream on that one. We haven't streamed on that one in a long time, but I still do the stream every now and then because the homie SUC Holden, Adrian, he works out of town now, so we don't really just be getting to kick it like we used to. We used to just be here chilling, smoking, and then fucking I'd be fucking around on the turntables, and then we'd be like, man, fuck it, let's just go live. And next thing you know, we're live fucking for fucking 2 hours on the fucking Screwed Up community channel. But I still do the Screwed Up community live mixes every now and then, late night usually. We used to do them like, not really during the day, but we used to go on like around 8, 9, sometimes 10 o'clock. Now you can usually catch me if I'm doing like a stream on the Screwed Up community. You got to catch me on that bitch like late night, maybe fucking 12 o'clock, 11 o'clock, maybe even sometimes 1 o'clock in the morning shit.
Right. Living that DJ life, though, you're used to the late nights.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't usually go to sleep till about 4, 5 o'clock in the morning, shit.
Right, exactly. So how late do the clubs stay out there? The club's like 4 a.m. is like in New York?
Nah, it's 2 a.m. here. 2 a.m. And then they have like an after hours like called The Vibe, and that one stays open till I think 4 o'clock.
Oh, okay.
They stop serving liquor at 2 o'clock. The liquor stores here in Texas close at 9 o'clock.
Oh wow.
Yeah, what are your liquor store hours over there? Or there's no liquor stores, you just go buy liquor in the corner store?
Oh, we have liquor stores, and but they're not called liquor stores. They're like the corner store or something like that. Like it's mostly locally owned, but they're liquor stores. You walk in and you're like, this is a liquor store. But yeah, they're called like mini markets or something like that. But it's but yeah, we have a bunch of them over here, and they're open until 2 a.m. We can serve alcohol all the way up until 2 a.m. You can buy it as long as the gas.
Corner store and buy a bottle of Grey Goose at 1:45.
Yeah, like as long as that store is open, dude.
Damn.
By all means. Yep. Yeah, like all like the gas stations around here started. Like the gas stations around here never really served alcohol until about 4 or 5 years ago. And now they have, like, you can buy beer at a gas station. You can't buy hard liquor, but you can buy, like, soft liquor. Like, I don't know. I don't drink, so.
Like a beer or some shit like that? Like,
yeah.
Already, for sure.
Right. Or, like, malt liquors, I think. I don't know. Is malt liquor still a thing? Do people still drink malt liquor?
Man, I'm not really into drinking or alcohol either, so I couldn't even really tell you the difference between beer, malt liquor, and all that shit. I just know the difference between beer and alcohol. And beer has, I mean, beer and liquor, shit. Look, I see y'all don't even know it. Like, I'm calling beer alcohol, and beer is alcohol. Shit, I just know the difference between basically, like, beer and liquor. I know my mom used to drink shit like them MD 2020s and shit like that.
Yeah.
Is that malt liquor?
Yeah, that's malt liquor. That's finest right there. Yeah.
My mom fucks with them MDs and shit like that.
Yep. I used to drink like really bad. That's why I don't drink anymore. Because I started having my own cell at the local lockup.
Oh man.
Because I grew up in a small town and we had a local lockup. We didn't have like a jail. So I used to have my own cell there, and they used to let me out in the morning. Like, it became repetitive, and I was just like, I gotta quit doing this. So I went and did my steps and then came back home, and I've been clean ever since then. But Yeah, when I was back when I was drinking though, we used to drink those like the malt liquor, the King Cobra. Like that shit was a dollar, I think $1.74 out the door. Like a 40 ounce of malt liquor for under $2. And you get fucked up off that. That shit make you do some crazy shit.
Damn, just off of one.
You slam the first one. This is the rule for malt liquor drinkers. I don't advise you do this, but this is the rule. The rule is you buy 340s. The first one you slam. The second one you kind of just hit it on. The third one you're probably not going to drink it, but you buy it just in case.
God damn.
Because after the second one, after 80 ounces of malt liquor, you're feeling kind of, I don't know, if you haven't thrown up, you're a pro.
God damn. I'll say you probably be full as fuck shit.
Yeah, that's a lot. Yeah, that's a lot of, that's a lot of barley in your belly.
Hell yeah.
But yeah, malt liquor was insane stuff. That made you do some crazy stuff.
Yeah, I never really got into drinking back here and down here in Texas. I can't speak for a lot of people. I speak for myself, shit. I was all really into like the whole codeine, sipping lean and shit like that. Growing up, we was always like sipping lean. Me and my homie, fucking shout out to my homie Rico. His mom would get fucking codeine bottles up the ass and he would just take her shit and we'd fucking be drinking that shit all fucking day at school, drinking that shit. So maybe that's one of the reasons why I never got into like fucking alcohol and shit either, because we were always just sipping lean shit.
See, now when I was younger, see, now I'm starting to feel old now. When I was younger, we kind of did the same thing, but it was called RoboBuzz. So when you take a whole bottle of Robitussin, it had to be the cold, had to be the severe cold stuff because they had the most alcohol content.
You just chug it.
And yeah, it was pretty much the same thing as doing lean, but it wasn't really codeine. But yeah, you were just chugging a whole bottle of Robitussin.
God damn.
We call that robo buzzing. Man, that shit, that fucked you up too. Crazy stuff as a kid.
For sure.
I remember I got so messed up when I was robo buzzing. I chugged two bottles of Robitussin and then I accidentally ingested ecstasy as on it too. So that was an interesting night.
God damn.
I was just like, this is crazy. Like the X was, I didn't know why I was feeling so good. I thought it was just the robo buzz, but apparently I had ecstasy too. And it was amazing. It was an amazing night.
Yeah, that's what's up.
Crazy stories as a kid. But yeah. But anyways, I want to thank you so much for coming on. I don't want to take up too much more of your time. I do want to apologize real quick to the audience out there for last week's episode with Roxanne Luciano. We do have that rescheduled coming up for July 15th. So be on the lookout for that. My audio was messed up. I don't know why, but it was. It was just a little sketchy, but I think I fixed it. But yeah, thank you, DJ Lil King, for coming on. If you want to give any shout outs, now's your time to do so.
Shout out to my whole Riding High fam. Shout out to all the hosts, everybody who will be behind the scenes who helped me keep everything going. Shout out to all the viewers from the Riding High podcast. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the whole screwed up community fam. My homie SUC Holding. You know what I'm saying? Been doing this shit going on 4 years now with the screwed up community. And actually, we got a clash. We do the Clash by the Bay too, man. Let me speak on Clash by the Bay real quick before we step up out of here. Basically, like with the verses, like the way the who was it? Swiss Beats and Timbaland do the verses. I might be wrong. Mm-hmm. I don't know exactly, but the way they do the verses, like with the they had like the who was it? The Gucci Man versus Jeezy. I'm trying to think of some other ones they had, but like the way they do the verses, whenever the whole pandemic thing was going on, we decided to start doing like a corpus version of the verses, which we call Clash by the Bay, where we would get two artists or two groups and have them go against each other in a versus style battle, but we wouldn't necessarily pick a winner. It was called Clash by the Bay because we didn't want it to be like a versus or like a battle. So that it was basically like we're getting two different artists, letting them pick 10 songs and letting them clash against each other. And at the end of the day, we're not picking no winner. It's just here to put on a show and to show a good time, you know what I'm saying? So that was something we had started in 2022, and that's grown to almost like 1,000 followers too. We got the next Clash by the Bay coming up, I want to say next Sunday, with me, myself, DJ Lil King, going up against DJ Fab 361, where we're going to do, it's going to be a collaboration event between Clash by the Bay and the Screwed Up Community. So we're going to do five rounds. And I want to say round one is going to be, we're going to pick freestyles from like the same beats. Mm-hmm. So say Swisher House did a freestyle to fucking Mary Jane beat, and then Freestyle Kings did a freestyle to the same beat. So we're going to do that five different times. And then I want to say round two is like non-DJ Screw freestyles going against each other. Round three is DJ Screw freestyles, actual DJ Screw freestyles from DJ Screw tapes against each other. Round four is Texas Classics. And then round five is basically like we're going to put on a show basically for that last round, where we're going to, each of us is going to have the same song, and each of us is going to have 1 minute to show our ass with that song.
Okay.
So that will probably be next Sunday night. We're still working out the details and the kinks to that, but more than likely that's going to be next Sunday night, Clash by the Bay.
Oh, nice.
For sure, for sure. So, yeah, shout out to the Clash by the Bay fam. Shout out, like I say, to all the Rod and High crew, even everybody behind the scenes. Shout out to the whole Screwed Up Community fam, and everybody who supports me, and everybody who supports everything that I do, man. Appreciate y'all. Appreciate you for having me, man. I'm down to do this whenever you want to have me on here again, man. Shit, maybe next time we could go through a little bit of my life story, shit.
Oh, shoot. Yeah, we can do that too. Yeah, for I was one. Sure. Yeah, it's just I ran across your podcast, and I saw Droopy was on there, and I was like, you know what? I'm like, I got to get this guy on here. So,
oh, really?
We got somebody tapping in real quick.
That's my homie Freak Man right there. Shout out to the homie Freak Man shit.
Awesome. Yeah. Thanks for tapping in.
For sure.
Thanks for enjoying. Yeah. Go ahead and press that like, subscribe button, everyone. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Share. I encourage sharing. Sharing is caring. And we are off next week. We will be off next week. And I am looking for guests currently. So we'll probably be off a couple of weeks. I'm lining up guests for June, July, August, and September. So
I need to link you with my dude Freak Man. Man, he got a story too. He's been a part of the Corpus music scene, probably going all the way back to probably like the late '90s. Probably like, you know what I'm saying. Probably I ain't gonna put a year on it, but I'd probably say a little bit after probably like 1997, 98. He's been involved mm-hmm. with the Corpus music scene, and he's been involved in a bunch of shit from small shit to big shit. And he's a real big part of like the Corpus music scene. And he, as far as someone like behind the scenes, that's not at the forefront, okay. But he still is part of the machine that keeps a lot of this Corpus music culture shit going. I think if you were to get him on, he'd have a good story to tell for damn show.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Yeah, for sure. We'll tap in. Like I said, like I said, out there, guys, podcasters, comedians, musicians, anything, you know, you want to come on, play some music, you know, just artists, come on, chop it up, smoke a little bit. We can do that too. But yeah, that's about it, everyone. Like I said, we're off next week. I will probably see you in a few more weeks. Thank you, DJ Lil King, for coming on. And we'll see y'all soon. I can't tell you when, but we'll see y'all soon.
Already appreciate you, man. DJ Lil King, Riding High Podcast, Screwed Up Community, Clash by the Bay, man. We on fire, all that good shit, man. Appreciate you, man.
That's right. I love you guys. Stay up. Peace.
What's up with it? Do it cause I love it and I stuck with it. We ain't with the subbing in the cut with it. Please none of the talks, I heard enough of it. Like, what you gonna do? Where you at? Who you with? You ain't really about this, don't talk about it. Really on the move, on the map, never slip. Keep your hands to your lips, don't talk about it. Real eyes, real eyes, real eyes. All the time, stand on it, if we said it, we don't walk around it. Loose lips, ink shifts, red cup, blue strips. New phone, who this? No, we don't allow it. Really on go, I don't know what's an off day. Now we on road, came from smoking in the hallway. Now we got shows, boys feeling like Broadway. Always look both ways, even on a crossway. Driving down Cross Bay, our town Barclays. Really on big teams, came up a small way. Championship rings, baby, that's a ball game. Oh, she want a little bag, baby, that's small change.
Yeah, that money talk. If we ain't cool, then cut me off. No breaking news, don't run your mouth. Thought it was the plug, now he running off. Thought it was a plug, now he running off. What you gonna do? Where you at? Who you with? You ain't really about this. Don't talk about don't it. Really on the move, on the map. Never slip. Keep your hands to your lips. Don't talk about don't it. Real eyes, real lies, real.